Giovanni Lupinacci, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. The number, if you want to talk education with us, 844-967-2789. Teacher shortage, not in Arizona. Problem in Arizona was is the qualifications to be a teacher were just too darn high. You had to get educated to become a teacher in Arizona. No more. At least that's what they're trying to put forward. There's a little bit of, you know, behind the scenes details that we'll fill you in on. But highly qualified was the question. Tom, L.A. Tom is on the line. Welcome back to Busted Pencils, Tom. So you've got the teacher shortage, or you have a definition for highly qualified. Go for it, Tom.
A little bit of both. But hey guys, first off, we the people are the government. And we better wake the F up. And the Republicans are the pro-death party. This is just absolutely ridiculous. What these people are doing to their future generations is so sad and so disgusting. To not be able to have a proper education and for what we have done to teachers in terms of making them like basically paid babysitters, I guess, is what we have now.
Well, yeah, so we're at the paid babysitter stage, but the solution, Tom, I know you come from a family of educators. You've talked about that. And, you know, we don't need no education to be a teacher. As you point this out, though, it's talking about, you know, the infliction of creating a disparate education system. I like the way you framed that, where it's like the intentionality behind those people and whatever you want to put those people, we'll say on the right now, particularly in Arizona, let's lower the qualifications to become a teacher. And Tom, my goodness, where you put us in a direction of going, and what is the effect on your child's education? Does anybody care? That's where I think you're going, Tom, right?
Exactly. Like I said, they're basically making them into high paid babysitters. I just find it so disgusting that we can spend, you know, $1 billion or millions and billions of dollars on the military industrial complex. We can spend billions of dollars for billionaires and all these other things, not paying taxes. And all we're asking for is for our kids to be educated. And it's really, really just disheartening. I mean, I don't have kids. But you know what? I believe in education. I believe in the fact that that's what actually makes us curious about things. And it's just, I just find it so disgusting. I find it also disgusting that, you know, that the labor unions have not actually stood up a little bit stronger, you know, for teachers and given them a reason. I mean, it used to be the reason people went into teaching was for the benefits, for the most part, and for the long-term benefits.
And I think about that, the why do people go into it? And, you know, Johnny, the talk that we've had about, you know, highly qualified in these things, but, you know, the acute problem, as we talked about, is there somebody standing in front of your child? And if the answer is no, you know, you start to wonder, you know, does legislation that says, look, this qualified adult can now stand in front of your child. Is that why voters are saying yes to this? Are voters actively, by not stepping up and saying something, are they participating in the downgrading of the education of their own children? I mean, you know, Johnny, there has to be motivation of the people to make this happen, right?
Yeah, I agree. And I think it gets, again, I bring it back to, I think it gets manufactured and then obscured, right? I think one of the things we've seen is it's a manufactured shortage. There's a reason why. You've said it before. There's a reason why. And Tom brought it up when he called, because he reminds us every time he calls about the party being a death party, right? He calls it that. You know, I like that analogy. There's like living systems and there's you know, killing systems. And this is, these are policy decisions rooted in really taking the life out of what could be and is a vibrant education system, where we have, you know, teachers who are trained to teach, who are thinking all the time about, you know, the best practices around being present at the emergence of ideas, of shared creativity, you know, of learning to be a citizen in a democracy. These are all things that you learn to teach in our society. And so, you know, these decisions take that away, and the general public does, the citizenry has a responsibility in any country or any community of saying, what do we want our young people to be doing in order to grow into the kind of citizens we want to live among? We want to, you know, share economies. We want to, you know, have as our community. This is the function of schools, right? And so it becomes a big issue. And one of the things when you ask me about it, I have to respond honestly. If there's a manufactured crisis in terms of the teacher shortages due to some real clear indications like lack of funding into lowering the pay and making the job nearly impossible to do, to the point where no young person is very interested in pursuing that line of career work, then, you know, you have a leak. You have 2,000 empty classrooms. Now you have a crisis, and you have a general citizenry who is responding to the crisis. We absolutely need people in those classrooms, and we got to be creative about how we get there. At the same time, we got to ask ourselves, why do we have that leak?
And that's the question, Johnny. Oh, you know what? When we get back to it from the break, citizenry, you're out there. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. How do we repair this leak? Busted pencils, uneducated citizens. Oh, man. More after the break.
Looking forward to the thought. Stop shooting holes in the pipes.